Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is a proud drone in the Earwolf podcast hive. And it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. I know there was some vague displeasure last week over my not disclosing the address by which you can send presents to Arnie and the gang. And far be it from me to anger our fan base. So to send trinkets and workplace branded shirts that will get your employer lots of highly prized buzz, send them to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, it's okay, but here's what you need to know. A year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. It's kind of like Narnia or Middle Earth. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through that dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my co-hosts, my friends, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Bangarang.
Bangarang?
Yep.
Is that a new catchphrase you're working on?
No, it's just a thing in Foon.
What is a bangarang?
It's like a curved stick that you throw and it comes back to you.
And then, so you just said that?
And then? What do you mean, and then?
And then, so it's a thing.
You throw a stick and it comes back to you. There doesn't have to be a and then.
I mean, what's the point?
It's fun.
What's fun about it?
It comes back to you. If you love something, it comes back to you.
Oh, God.
I love this stick.
But sometimes if something goes away and it doesn't come back immediately, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
Doesn't mean it doesn't love you.
Okay.
It just means that it's stuck wherever you threw it, and it'll get back when it can figure out a way to get back.
Are we still talking about a bangarang?
Bangarang.
How are you doing?
I thought I was doing good, but now I'm having a slight existential crisis. But it's all right. I'm doing fine.
Are you any closer to getting the lunar sword?
I am actually closer to getting the lunar sword. I feel like I've been just on this one first level of the dungeon, and then I got to this place where there was like a swirling hole.
Okay.
And I went through it, and I crawled out of a well in the middle of Hogsface.
Oh, congrats.
So, like, it teleported me to the middle of Hogsface. So now, whenever I go back to the dungeon, I can, instead of having to go all the way through that first level, I can just go down through that well and get in there.
You do know that that's the water supply for Foon,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to drink water that you've been splashing around in after you've been sweating and fighting all day.
Okay.
Don't but taint our water.
You're missing, though, that, like, now I don't have to do all that work of going through the first level anymore.
Okay, all right.
I'm at the beginning.
I'll be happy,
I can always go to
I'll
the beginning of the second level.
That's good. No more acid.
No more stalactites.
Great. Good.
I'm making progress.
I'm
it's amazing how quickly I'm getting through this dungeon.
I feel like it was just yesterday when you started this.
Probably.
It yesterday?
Let's not actually figure out how long it's been.
Okay.
And I'm also joined by my other buddy, my other co-host, Usador.
Gravy boat!
What?
Oh, it's a great. Do they have gravy?
Oh,
gravy
boat's
a thing.
Oh,
food.
I see. You're right. So that's not a catchphrase.
No,
you're
definitely
just
not.
Wait, wait, wait. Gravy boat, and then
nothing. It's just a. Sometimes when you have a large fancy meal, you put gravy in this. It's sort of a long cylindrical. It looks a bit like a boat, but then you can pour gravy all over your food with it. Mm-hmm. I thought we were just saying things in food.
Sure.
So did I.
But you know what? Just because something is full of gravy doesn't mean it doesn't love you.
What is going on?
I think
on?
You're trying to make something really meaningful that is not at all.
Maybe. Also, is and then your new what's next?
And then.
And then.
It's my catchphrase. Look, it's not great, but I got to say, is it any worse than bangarang?
I'm just listing objects around the room.
Just listing objects?
Mm-hmm.
To what end?
Oh. Just having fun. Let me have fun, huh?
Let him have his fun, for soon our fun shall come to an end when the Dark Lord doth take his dark hand and reach o'er all of Foon and grasp it, and squeeze it with his hand until all light and happiness is gone from this world, unless Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Do it every week.
Known to the dwarves as Zorinhuk Sangis, known to the elves as Fiang Yalak.
And go.
This is more upsetting than when you say weird names over my name.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be supportive. I'm trying to, like, I've completely come around on your name. I missed it when you stopped saying it for a few weeks.
I don't think I did that.
I do not want you to stop. I want to just support you and let you know that I love every part of you saying your whole name.
Aw, Fat Shaggy's being so sweet.
Known in the Northeast against Manius Maystar.
That was a one-week nickname. That was a just one-week nickname.
I disagree. It was not weak. It was strong.
Guys, I'm so excited. It's been over a year. It's been nearly a year and a half since we talked to our guests this week. It's Sunday. You know what that means. Goblins are around in the tavern. I'm excited to talk again to Inta and Nerf, the goblin couple.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome
Happy
back.
Sunday,
good to be
everyone.
Back.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Although, you know, I know you guys are allowed in the Vermilion Minotaur every Sunday, but I haven't seen you guys in here in quite a while.
Well, we've had another 17 and a half or 18 and a half kids. So.
Yes. And I'm currently with Goblin as well.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last time we talked, you had 18 and a half kids.
Yes.
One and a half died.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you had 17 kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you've had another 18 and a half kids?
Yes.
Yes. All Ooh. Survived.
All survived. That's great.
Your your horn has to be sore.
My horn is very sore, constantly lactating goblin milk.
Sure.
Once again, if any of you are interested.
Oh, in some goblin milk?
Mm-hmm. I have discovered you can make your own yogurt.
Ooh. What spell did you ever make with goblin milk before, Usador? You took some of her goblin milk to make a spell. Did you make anything or a potion?
Oh, yes. I took that to make a potion of grand healing.
Ooh.
Grand healing.
Grand healing.
Yes. If you are mortally wounded, desperately, terribly wounded, you can pour this potion over. You don't drink it. You pour it over the wound and the wound does.
Or your wound.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying?
Or.
Yes.
Gravy boat.
Gravy boat.
So this is your third time around having a litter of goblins.
Yes, I'm currently with Goblin. I'm still nursing my other litter. But I am working, so I'm having to pump my horn.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, what is... I mean, I feel like this is maybe too personal, but what is pumping your horn? How does that work?
That is too personal.
You just attach a machine that does the extraction for you.
Oh, okay.
Mimics one of the mouths of a goblin infant.
Sure.
Collects the goblin milk, and you've never...
No,
do
I
you
guess
not
it's,
have something?
We do. I guess I thought that it would be... I thought maybe it would be magical or something, but I guess it just gets
it
the job
done.
It
is magical, Arnie.
Oh.
Well,
the sustaining of life is...
We finally reached the day that Arnie is unimpressed with food.
Also, I just realized... Yes, look, you're all right. The sustaining of human life
goblin.
From mother's body is magical. Is there anything? Oh, a goblin. You're right. I'm sorry. But we're all humans, right?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
Typical assumption.
Oh, sorry.
Very human-centric. And now, the more interesting thing in what you said that I would like to explore is you said you're working right now.
Oh, I am.
Oh, yes. What are you doing that's taking away from your litter?
We're working for the queen.
Mm-hmm. We're working on the queen's campaign.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
The Goblin Queen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congrats.
That's right. For new listeners, the Goblin Queen. Usador, for some reason, gave the Goblin Queen a stone of confidence, and now she's trying to take over all of Foon?
This is fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia. Yeah.
Now, so what exactly are you, what is your role in her grand quest?
Basically going door to door, getting signatures.
Grassroots
type thing, yeah.
Yes.
So you're collecting signatures, asking people to submit to being run over by the goblins and the goblin queen in their quest to take control of the northeast of Foon.
You're not just having goblins sign signatures. You're going and having people be like, goblins can come take over this land. Sign me up.
Yeah, well, what I do is I say, hey, do you want orcs moving in next to you? No. Please sign this. And then they do.
Yeah, I see. It's like, I'm afraid of goblins, but I hate orcs.
Yeah.
We also resent the term take over, all this aggressive language.
I said take over.
Or.
Oh, then I stand corrected. But she's misunderstood, is what we're trying to say.
And the truth is, if she was a king,
then
the attitude towards her would be completely different.
This would be a no-brainer.
I disagree. The goblins have decided to rise up and cause havoc and chaos again. After many years of peaceful coexistence, so why now turn your back
peaceful
on your...
Peaceful to whom?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me, when was Foon's greatest time?
Oh.
Well,
good question.
The reign of King Albane Belleroth.
Oh, good old King Albane. Stick the goblins in the ground and don't come out because you're ugly and moist.
Yeah, when a king is violent, we're just supposed to think of him as powerful and confident. Yeah,
exactly.
But when a queen is violent...
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I mean, fibromyalgia seemed a little evil, but maybe I should rethink that. Maybe they're just these societal things that I don't even know are going on in the back of my brain, thinking that the Goblin Queen is evil when really she's just trying to do the same job and I'm judging her in an unfair way. Maybe I'm with her.
I'd like to talk about something you just said. You said you're ugly and moist.
Yes, you are.
To be fair, you are moist.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's just a fact.
That's true. And look, I'm going to say it. You're ugly.
I
doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you're a bad goblin.
No, I'm a good goblin if I'm ugly.
There are many parts of my husband that are uglier than you can even imagine.
Ooh, can you say that again? I just don't know if Nerf heard her.
There are so many parts of you that are so ugly.
Oh, no.
Nerf
heard her.
I think we saw some of those parts last time we were here.
Oh, gosh.
You look really good. Your horn is looking dynamite.
It's the hormones.
The hormones?
Yeah.
Oh, the hormones. So what is fibromyalgia's plan for Foon, then? Or do you not know? Or what's her policies? Like, what do you like about her?
I don't know exactly, but I just support her.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? Like, I'm gonna ask this. You tell me if I'm off base.
All right.
Is it because she's a goblin and you're a goblin?
No.
Are you always gonna support? She's like, look, I'm a goblin. I'm always gonna support the goblin choice.
Wow. All right. You know what? I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
It would mean a lot to us for our 30-something-odd goblin children to grow up in a world where a goblin, a female goblin...
Oh, sure.
...runs Foon. That's something that you will not be able to understand.
35 and a half.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, never in my lifetime has there been any kind of goblin ruler.
Yeah.
So you want your kids to be able to believe they could be anything. There could be a goblin queen or king.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely.
They could leave the mines, leave the underground, and do what they dream of.
Yeah.
And then...
Bang-a-rang! I don't know.
It sounds good when she says it.
Do you think you'll have any part once the names have all been collected and all the petitions have been signed? Do you think you will have to take up sword or shield or spear and fight yourselves to run over these lands? It's a word in the language that we all speak. That language we all know. Now, look. No,
that language we're all talking.
That's right.
Talking.
Now, do you think you'll actually fight in the war that inevitably must come if she wishes to rule these lands?
I'm willing to sacrifice that. Yeah, if I have to send some of my kids, sure. If I have to send my wife,
would you go yourself? Sure. You seem like a
Are you going? I'm asking you if you're going to.
Me personally? Yes. I'm not. I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm. I have things going on at home. I'm building a model wagon.
Ooh,
really? A model wagon?
What scale?
Not a real one.
Look, we don't have the resources for a real wagon. But in case you want to get a sense of what a wagon looks like, here's a model one.
Exactly. A nice vintage 65 wagon.
Ooh, a 65?
65. Oh, man. Yeah, really nice.
65 Ooh. What?
Wagon.
You may mock my husband, but he's very, very skilled at building model things. We have a model stool.
Ooh.
We have a model chair.
Wow.
And this model wagon is shaping up to be quite
impressive. Thank you. And my wife is a vicious warrior.
Wow. Nerf, you're very artistic. You're well established as an excellent dancer.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And now we learn that you also craft and create these beautiful models. Do you have any other hidden talents?
If making love is an art, he is also quite notable.
It is. Yes, I guess. I suppose we've also seen that already, too.
Yeah, we have seen that.
You can see it again.
No, that's okay. It's still burned into my retina.
No, they're doing it right now. Oh, he didn't even wait.
Nope. Oh, gosh, it really, it just...
This is art.
Yeah.
It goes from not happening to happening so fast. And, oh, he's asleep.
So does he have any other hidden talents while he takes this little nap?
Well, he's... The true soul of a creative person, an artist, he's incredibly sensitive. Mm. He can be moody.
Oh,
he can take things to the chest entirely too easily. Volatile. I'm the stable one in the relationship, which is why I'm more apt to being the warrior. And yes, I would, to answer your earlier question, I would take up arms for the queen.
Mm. All right. My aunt's question asked and answered.
When you fight as a warrior, what's your choice of weapon? Arms or?
I like to go...
Arms?
Oh, what?
She said she takes up arms.
Oh, I see. Yes. Like dead, like severed arms?
Actually, we do sever the arms of our opponents and fight with the arms attached to their weapons.
Wow, what a giant fuck you to someone.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, that's...
Not only am I cutting off your arms, but I'm going to beat other... Your, yeah. The rest of your
why are you
army with
you. Stop killing yourself.
Stop killing yourself.
Otherwise, I like to travel light and just use my own arms. Yes, arms for killing until I absorb the arms of my enemies.
Yeah, those are some rough, calloused knuckles.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I also like to sew.
Oh, you're awake.
I like to sew.
Mm-hmm.
I like to make soups, candles.
You're such a gentle soul.
I really am. So that's
you're just a home goblin.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I stay close to home. I enjoy taking care of all the kids.
We have a very traditional male-female goblin household.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so you would say that you're kind of like the stereotypical goblin household?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Which is why we support the queen, because there's, in my eyes, there's always been a strong female. So that's and she's a goblin.
Yeah. And you just believe in strong goblin values.
Exactly.
And you think that's what's right for the goblins is right for all of Foon.
For everyone, whether they realize it or not.
Oh, whether they realize it or not. So, I really want to learn more about sort of your pitch for Queen Fibromyalgia. But let's take a quick break. Let's freshen up our drinks and let's get back into it. So I'm struggling with some of my preconceptions about goblins now. Like, I feel like I don't want to be as racist towards goblins as, you know, Usador is towards orcs.
But orcs are evil.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Like, I sort of was under the impression that maybe goblins are evil, but I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
No, Boulder's evil goblin, sure, but not all goblins are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Not all goblins?
Goblins? No.
But all orcs are evil.
All orcs are evil.
Thank you.
That is a well-known fact,
yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so I was worried that, you know, the goblins were going to rise up and take Foon and it would be kind of this bloody, disastrous war. But maybe not. Like, I'd be curious to hear, like, if you came and knocked on my door, like, what would be your pitch for why I should support the Queen of the Goblins?
Well, first of all, it will be a bloody mess. It will be violent. And
okay.
A lot of people will die.
Can we do it, like, let's role play it.
Okay.
So I'm in my room and, you know.
I'll be the door.
Okay.
Dun, dun. I'm assuming that is you have a bell on your door?
I do have a bell on my door, and it sounds exactly like... Okay. Ooh, okay. Oh, someone's at my door.
You're out of breath because you got out of bed?
Yeah.
Is that the role play?
Okay. Okay, just a second. I'm coming!
We'll tweet.
Oh, there's a bird. There's a bird in my room.
I'm role-playing the bird that dresses you every morning.
There's a bird that dresses me every morning?
Yes. All the little animals that run into your room.
They fly in
your
window and they grab your shirt and pull it over your head. And
wait, is that why I'm always dressed in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Animals are doing that?
Of course.
Yes. I had no idea. I mean, I was thinking I was like getting up, getting dressed, and then being tired and going back to sleep.
Nobody cares. Get back to the
okay.
Role play.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm the door. Grab my knob. Grab my knob.
Nerf and I have begun.
Hey, put your pee away. Mind your pee.
Sorry. So the door opens. Right.
So Nerf and I were making love killing time because you've been taking so long to get to the door.
That was... Hi.
Hi.
We're working for the Queen Fibromyalgia.
Oh, okay.
As you are aware, she has a campaign to take over and reign over Foon.
Yeah.
And we're here to ask you just one simple question.
Sure.
Do you prefer to die now or during the Bloody Rebellion?
Tweet?
Slam.
Oh, no, he's slamming the door on them.
Open.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Okay, so wait, was that a threat?
No. No, we're just telling you what's going to happen. If you want to die later, just sign right here.
Okay. And if I don't sign...
I will kill you.
You're going to kill me?
Yeah.
Now, but you seem like such a gentle soul. Like you, those hands aren't made for murder. They're made for knitting.
That's true. Well, my wife would kill you.
Oh.
Allow me to show you my hands.
Holy shit.
Now, in the off chance that you shall survive, you should know that the Queen is planning on making Foon a great place.
Mm-hmm.
To live in again.
She's going to make Foon great again?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you will have shelter. You'll be treated well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a certain area where we'll put you in.
Oh, okay.
And await your death.
As a door, I'm concerned about... I heard that the Queen burned a lot of her correspondence with other royalty. Is that true?
You know, that is... Every reigning monarch burns some correspondence. Yeah. For some reason, this particular instance is being blown out of proportion.
Yeah, mountains out of molehills. Mm-hmm. And while we're on the subject, you know, there's nothing wrong with her health.
Something's wrong with the Goblin Queen's health?
There have been rumors that there are things wrong with her health, but that is not true.
It's not true. She's perfectly fine.
She's perfectly
fine. With a name
fine.
Like fibromyalgia, I would just imagine she's the picture of health.
Why? That's a very common a goblin.
Oh, is it? Goblin. Oh, I see.
As a bird, how does she feel about worms?
The queen wants to encourage the proliferation of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Every population should have their own worms.
They're tasty.
Hey, Inta and Nerf, would you mind stepping out, role-playing, stepping out into the hall for a second so I can talk to my bird in my door?
Sure. Absolutely.
Softly shut.
Bird, door.
Yes.
I think they're threatening my life.
Absolutely. You should sign.
Sign it.
I'm stepping out of my role for a moment. I don't think you should sign, personally, as Usador, but the bird definitely thinks you should.
So Usador doesn't think so, but for whatever reason...
No, this is evil, and it's corrupt, and they're influencing you by threatening your life to sign this paper. It's clearly illegal.
Look,
the bird just wants worms.
Look, I know that neither of them are maybe necessarily great choices, but isn't it important to choose the better of the two choices?
Choose life. Yes.
True. That's true. Door, what do you think?
I'm just a door.
A door.
I'm still able. I'm a door, but I'm able.
I don't know. You're adorable. All right. Open door.
Open.
Hey, Inta and Nerf.
Yes.
What are we doing now? Are we back?
Can I?
Are we back in?
Yeah. We're still role playing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I know you gave me the choice to either sign now and survive, but support the Goblin Queen, or
we'll survive for now. And there will be a Bloody Rebellion.
Later.
I'm just wondering, is there like a third option? Could I just have like a third option besides those two things?
You could defer, I guess.
Defer?
For like a week.
Okay.
We'll come back, ask you again, see if you've changed your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So I could do a third option, but it's not like a long-term solution.
No.
In the meantime, may we leave you with this lawn sign?
Do you have just like a... Do you have like a sticker or anything? Or like a sticky version of the sign?
I have this circular metallic button type thing.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't he just say button?
It is. It's like was it a model button?
Yeah, it was a model.
It's a model,
it's a model of a button.
Uh-huh. So redundant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can attach it to your shirt.
And so, okay, role play over.
Wow.
Shake it out. Shake it out.
Man, that was tough. Oh, it's hard to stay in character that long, even when you're just playing yourself.
Yeah, it's hard to be a door.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, and that's generally how it goes when you go door to door?
Yeah.
Most people don't put up so much resistance.
Oh, yeah, they just immediately sign.
They just immediately sign. There's not as many questions as there was right now during this role play.
Do you think they sign because they're terrified or because they're just not paying attention and just want you to go away?
50-50.
All right.
Unless they're a goblin. Most goblins definitely are on board.
Mm-hmm. Is there any downside to signing? Like, I guess I'm supporting something, but, like, will that come back to haunt me in any way?
You'll get a lot of junk mail.
Yes, that's true. Much correspondence that you can just ignore it.
Oh, I see.
Is it the same pitch to a goblin? Because goblins surely aren't going to be...
Could we role play you coming to a goblin's door?
Okay.
Who's yes, but play the be
goblin?
Careful.
I'll play the goblin.
Okay, you'll be the goblin.
And I'm going to be a roll.
You're going to be a roll? Like a roll?
Like a
dinner roll?
Dinner roll.
Oh, role play. Okay.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a ghost.
Perfect.
Yes, every goblin has a house ghost, as we all know.
Right.
Din dun.
Oh, let me come to the door. How can I help you?
That's offensive.
That's very offensive.
What do you mean?
That voice. It's offensive.
You put on goblin voice.
I'm doing my goblin voice.
Yeah, it's a little over the top.
All right, fine.
Don't do a terrible over the top impression of a goblin. I'm a ghost.
That was perfect. Anyway, it's start again.
Ding dong.
Hello, I'm a goblin.
Hello.
Welcome to my home.
Hello, goblin.
Hello, goblin.
My name is Derm.
Is anybody going to eat me?
Hold on, roll. I'll get to you.
Slow your roll.
May we please time out this role play for one moment?
Sure.
I'm sorry that he chose the name Derm.
It's okay.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, is that a...
I used to date a goblin named Derm.
Oh.
And now there's no way I could have known that. That's a very common goblin name.
It's a sore subject for...
I do apologize.
Ooh, Derm.
Derm is a goblin she created for herself the first time.
Oh, that's right. You create your ideal mate.
That's right.
Or you try.
Mm-hmm.
Out of your second.
So is a hot Derm?
All right. Okay. Let's just start again.
All right. Ding, dude.
Also, wait. Role play stop for a second. I got to get me one of these goblin doorbells.
Yeah. Do you have Ding Derm?
I want to get a Ding Derm.
All right. Can we go now?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
I'm in character.
Perfect.
Ding, dude.
Ah, hello, welcome to my goblin home. I am Brim.
Okay, time out. Wow.
What now?
That is the name of my deceased father.
Oh.
You're just hitting every sore spot.
Give me a name to use, then.
Tony.
Tony, fine. Yes. Classic. All right, let's go. shake it off.
Doom Doom.
Ah, hello, welcome to my goblin home. My name is Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Tony. How are you this fine eve?
I am well. I assume that you're here with the petition for the Goblin Queen. I heard you were going from door to door in the neighborhood.
Yes, absolutely.
That is absolutely true. You are
exactly
correct.
Exactly.
I'd love to hear what you have to tell me.
Well, as you know, our queen is rising up and trying to take control over all of Foon.
Yes, very good.
We'd like to know if you are a faithful follower or a treacherous traitor.
Well, of course, as a goblin, I am a faithful follower. But what does she think about worms?
Arnie.
Yeah?
I want to tell you something.
What's that?
I lied to you earlier. There's no such thing as a bangarang being a magical stick.
Really?
Yeah, there's no magical stick. It's what you call it when you bang an orangutan.
Oh.
I'm sorry I lied to you. You're a good friend.
It's okay. But here's the thing. Chunt, you can always tell me things like that. Don't feel like you have to hide that.
Okay.
That's the sort of stuff I want to know about.
Bangarang is when you bang an orangutan.
Bangarang is when you bang an orangutan.
No one called timeout. Nobody called timeout.
Yes, I'm very confused as to what exactly we're...
Is this part of the role play?
Because it's actually might be effective.
Yeah, we should get back to the role play, but I have one more question, Chunt.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
What's a gravy boat?
I don't
know. Tony!
Ghost, what is it?
Don't let this go on forever. You have your wedding later today.
Oh, right. It's my fault this is taking forever.
And don't forget to eat me for sustenance.
Yes, a quick bite of dinner roll, and then give me your pitch for the Goblin Queen.
I helped.
She is for worms.
Wonderful. I love worms.
She is for goblins.
I like being moist.
It is your duty as a goblin to support her.
I fully support her. What must I do? And what does signing your petition mean for me?
Eventually, you must kill someone.
Anyone?
Well, yeah, the non-goblin closest to you.
Ah, but not a goblin. Good clarification.
Tony, don't kill a person. The afterlife is a pain and torment forever.
Oh, hilarious. Now... Here, let me sign right here.
Don't assume that there's anything good after you die.
Okay, great.
Your house ghost is a real downer.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, he's fairly new to the afterlife, so he's just, like, figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. Please display this lawn sign.
Thank you. I will gladly do so.
And you'll be receiving some mail from time to time.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to read every bit of it.
Don't forget to forward your mail when you move in with your fiancé, Tina.
Tony and Tina, they're getting married?
Yeah.
Can I come to your wedding?
Yes, everyone's welcome to Tony and Tina's wedding.
Yes!
Will there be singing and dancing?
There will be singing, dancing, all sorts of delicious food. I mean...
Am I going to have to participate in the wedding?
Yes, there'll be a little bit of participation. The food won't be the best. We have to make a lot of food for a lot of people, so it'll be okay. Role play over.
And guys, that's what's great about role playing. You can really just laser focus on the issues. It's the best way to really explore an idea.
Yes, I feel much more well informed now.
And it was nice to get the practice in, too. I need the reps.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
That was so succinctly done.
Nerf and I role play all the time.
Oh, no.
In a different way.
Here we go.
God damn it.
Oh, they just pulled out hats and now they're going at it again.
Mind your peas.
Look at me. I'm a human.
I think he's a ship captain. I don't know what kind of hat that is.
I have no horn because I'm human.
Oh, this is the most... This is weirdly insulting.
Look at my delicate skin.
Oh, it's so non-moist and dry.
I live for a brief period of time.
Here's some mayonnaise.
Well, Inta and Nerf, thank you so much for coming by and I guess letting us know more about what's going on. I'm really very confused. I don't want to make assumptions about the Goblin Queen, but also... I do feel like I'm a little frightened of what will happen if the Goblin Queen comes to power in Foon.
Well, it's kind of you guys' fault. You gave her the confidence.
That's true. That's true. That's totally Usador's fault.
Well, I asked her to give that stone back. That stone doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All my stones are magical except for that one.
Except for that one.
And well, you can always threaten to move to another magical land and then not follow through.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But thank you for signing the petition.
Oh, I did sign it. But that was during a role play.
No, though, that counted.
That was real. I had my fingers crossed.
Oh, great.
So, mine just says Tony, though. Good luck finding him.
I have an email here. This is from Kevin Bradshaw. You can, of course, email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Kevin says, Chunt, please. You've obviously been asked about the best form you've taken as a shapeshifter, so I'm not going to ask that. Instead, I ask, what's the worst thing you've changed into? Hmm. Oh, boy, the worst thing I've changed into.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe when I was an aphid.
An aphid?
Yeah.
Is that like a tiny, tiny bug?
It is.
What was terrible about it?
That I'm a tiny, tiny bug.
Yeah.
I almost got squished nonstop and birds are flying around trying to eat me.
Hey. It's kind of amazing that you've survived being all the different animals that you are.
Yeah, I've been lucky.
You were that really stupid dog that one time.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't great either.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
I mean, I like dogs generally, but man, that dog was stupid.
Yeah, every time somebody called my name, I'd scamper in and like run so hard that I'd slide on the floor and slam into the wall.
Oh, yeah. Sounds adorable.
That sounds
very
adorable.
Very cute.
I have a package here.
Oh, that's right. People have been sending packages through, pushing them through the dimensional portal behind the Burger King.
Yes. There's a bag in here, and it's filled with T-shirts.
Oh, wow, I could use some clothes.
And they all say Observer on there.
Observer?
Yes, and there appears to be like a piece of parchment with lots of pictures and writing on it that also says Observer. This letter says Observer Media. Dear Arnie, Usador, etc., name stuff, and Chunt, hello from the New York Observer. We love your podcast, and though we don't have any candy, we are enclosing some supplies. We stocked you up with some L and XL Observer T-shirts.
Oh, just one XL?
Arnie,
let me see those. Let me see if there's another X in there anywhere.
No, just the one X. I'm sorry, Arnold. Oh, you'll make do, FS. Arnie can wear them while doing super crunches, and Sean can use them as soft bedding. And there are blue ones for Usador. Also, since Arnie will never talk about Earth stuff, we're enclosing the latest edition of our publication. Hope it clears some stuff up. Love and Snickers. Drew Grant, art and entertainment editor, The Observer.
Why don't we ever call him Blucidor?
Ooh, that would be good. And the
would it?
And the Badgers know him as Blucidor.
Go nuts. I'm not going to say it.
So, as always, you can email me if you send an email to magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's an email I got a little bit back. I've been listening to the show and notice you often shout Boys Night, but they spell Knight K-N-I-G-H-T. Is this a reference to the legendary Boys Knight of Foon, who led the Children's Crusade, forcibly conscripting thousands upon thousands of children into a religious war against the goblins? I think he's awesome, too. Despite never winning a battle or bringing a single child home from the war alive, the Boys Knight won the war because the trauma of murdering thousands upon thousands of children caused the goblins to simply give up. Interesting tidbit, although not one goblin was injured in the war, goblin suicides went up 500% the next year. Boys Night! Exclamation point.
Arnie, I'm offended at the cheerful tone you used to read that email, which recounted one of the darkest times in our history.
It kind of seemed dark from any perspective.
Yeah, it was.
But you read it in a really upbeat way.
Oh, did I? Mm-hmm. I think I'm just naturally an upbeat letter reader.
Also, it's just a night when all the boys hang out.
Boys Night!
Boys Night!
Boys Night!
But if we're talking about the Boys Night with a K-N-I-G-H-T, Boys Night.
Boys Night.
Can you tell us about the Foo Fighters now?
No. Maybe next episode we'll talk about
Yes, we need to talk about the Foo Fighters.
All right, well, let's read one more email here. My wife and I are on episode 7 with around 70-something more to go. Can you just give us a quick recap of the past 70 or so episodes so I can get caught up faster? Thanks in advance. Mark and Mary Nymphius, and then their actual home address is below here, which I will not read. I'll be nice. So what?
Ani did nothing. I'm amazing.
I'll take that address.
You'll take that address for the letters? Yeah, there's not. A lot of stuff has happened. Arnor almost killed me.
Still might.
Chunt had a curse and almost died.
I was a crocodile.
Chunt was a crocodile once. He was a tiny horse for a little bit. Usidor. What did you do, Usidor? Have you done anything in the last 70 episodes?
I've gathered so many people to join mine quest. I have burnt off mine own beard. I have trapped my love, Genlevia, in a crystal coffin, and she did fool me by replacing it herself with a plate of croissants, and then I replaced myself with a bag of muffins. And then she turned herself into a rack of ribs. Love quest of astral plane projection continues, and even now I speak to makeup artists. I speak to all manner of person. I speak to princes who all want to join my quest and defeat the Dark Lord. Every week I grow stronger and stronger and prepare to take him down.
So you can skip all those middle episodes.
Airy?
What?
You said airy week?
Airy week?
Every week, I go over and over the things that I have gathered and make my list, and I go over and over the list, and I make sure that everyone there is accounted for.
Boys' Night.
Boys' Night.
Boys' Night. Gravy Boat.
Coincidentally, Bangarang and Gravy Boat are two of the six words that make Haley Joel Osment imprint on you in AI. Look it up. Usidor the Bird was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Door was played by Adol Rafai. The Goblin Couple, Inta and Nerf, were played by Marla Caceres and Eddie Pina. I'm always happy to hear the guests show up, because that means our regular crew has finally run out of ideas. Marla is a writer for Second City and performs regularly with Eddie and Adol in World News Tonight at Chicago's IO Theater, so she's well-versed in Adol's special brand of lighthearted arguing. Oh, and if you were wondering which regular character is secretly the Dark Lord,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm in the back alphabetizing the Fleasbows. Do you want those to be alphabetical front to back? Your alphabet, my alphabet. There's just a lot of variables.
They have to be in the proper order, yes, but I'm a scotch busy right now, Trisha 8050.
So, okay, got it. You just want me to make, like, an executive decision and go for it. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I want you to make the right decision.
The right decision for me in this moment. Yes?
I guess, but the galaxy is at risk if you do it wrong.
Okay. And is that, like, sort of metaphorical, or is that actual?
Literal. It's always literal.
Always literal. Okay, I'm just gonna write that down. It's always literal. Okay, do you have a pen? This pen doesn't... This is like a gravity thing, a pen. We need to get... Do you guys have any of those pens that work, like, even upside down? You know what I mean?
Yes, I've seen Seinfeld. The good years, not the finale. Please, Craig. Apparently I have to go hold Trisha's hand regarding every galaxy-destroying thing on today's to-do list.
So do you want me to finish the outro stuff? Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Oh, and don't forget, Hello from the Magic Tavern will be performing live at the Now Hear This Podcast Festival in Anaheim, California, the last weekend of October. So many other awesome podcasts are going to be there, too. Comedy Bang Bang, Lore, How Did This Get Made, Doug Loves Movies, WTF will be there. I do not know how we got into this thing. And now tickets are available just for single days if you only want to come on Saturday when Magic Tavern is performing. But, you know, hey, come to the whole thing. That's what I say. You can get more info and buy tickets at nowhearthisfest.com. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Craig, remember to note the time in which I lost interest this week. It was exactly during Arnie's adore wordsmithery.
Yeah, I'll definitely write that down. I don't have a pen, but I'll just remember.